Your net control tonight is November Yank NY4G. My name is Ariel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. 365 days a year. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top of Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater, at an elevation of 3,500 feet, is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Also, as an added convenience, you can check in via Echolink, and there's a link on the BRAR's website where you can do net pre-check. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call NY4G. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call NY4G. Folks that have pre-checked in through the BRAR's website pre-check-in page, the following are acknowledged: W4FCM, Traveler's Rest; N4IEI, that's Isla, also Traveler's Rest; and KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock; W4TF, Don in Inman; and KJ4HYC, Shane in 6 Mile; and Kilo Oscar 4 Echo, Quebec, that's Joshua in Welford. So, having finished with the pre-check-ins, I would like to check in the folks via Echolink. Echolink stations only. Please call NY4G.
NY4G. This is NY4G. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor. WN4V. John in Bradenton, Florida. Manatee County, South Florida. I am negative and negative, and good evening. WN4V.
Knowledge, Whiskey November 4 Victor, that's John calling from Bradenton, Florida. Thanks for checking in, John, and glad to have you tonight. Anybody else, Echolink station, please call NY4G.
NY4G, good evening. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf. K4YNG, Fletch and Easley, negative and negative, and a very pleasant evening to all of my friends.
We'll acknowledge Kilo 4, Yankee November Golf, that's Fletch calling from Easley. Glad to have you tonight, Fletch. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else who's an Echolink station, please call NY4G.
NY4G, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, currently in Indiana, where it is just as hot as it is in South Carolina.
Just Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. That's Don calling in from Indiana via Echolink. Have a good one out there, and enjoy your travel, Don. And we'll see you again some other time when you get back into the area. Anyway, let's begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the drag-to portion. And don't be shy. You just if you just want to have a chat with the net controller for some activity you've been involved in during the day, the net controller would very much like to share that with you. Tonight being Saturday, we will begin our roll call with Alpha through Delta. Please call NY4G. Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rick. And checking in with him is Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena. And Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, that's Michelle, their daughter. They're all in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you tonight. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta Group, please call NY4G.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and N. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right up there. 73.
NY4G. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer. Negative, negative. And thanks for calling that tonight, Ariel.
November Yankee 4 Golf. Acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. That's David calling from Inman. And Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. That's Dave calling in from Greer. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for the reminder as well. Always glad to see that reminder. Anyway, anybody else from the Alpha through Delta Group, please call NY4G. Let Echo through Hotel Group, Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G.
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
4 Echo Zulu November. I believe the name is Gary. It was a little bit weak at the end there. If I got that wrong, please call back. And that last station, I could not make out. If anybody heard him and can relay his call and location, please call November Yankee 4 Golf.
NY4G, KC4ECM.
The end, go ahead, Gary. Go ahead.
Yeah, the name is Harry, Hotel Alpha Romeo, Romeo Yankee.
Thank you for the correction. I got you correct now in the log, Harry. Anybody else from the Echo Through Hotel group, please call NY4G.
Thanks for calling the net, Mold Stu. Please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Quebec, Papa, KO4, EQP, Josh and Inman, just listening.
Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4, HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also.
November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Kilo 4 Fox Tango Uniform. That's Richard calling from Northwest Anderson County. And Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Quebec Papa. That's Josh calling from Inman. And, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's Wendy, and checking in with her is Mark, Whiskey 2, Mark Juliet Bravo. Thanks for checking in tonight. Anybody else from the Echo Through Hotel group, please call NY4G. India Through Lima group, India Through Lima, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James. And I'm up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net aerial. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For G.
Cal?
Thank you again for calling the net. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. I hope everyone has a great night. 7-3.
This is November Yankee 4 Golf Net Control. We're acknowledging Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. That's James calling from Tuxedo, North Carolina. And Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. That's Sid calling from Fletcher, North Carolina. And Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. That's Larry. And Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, that's Donna. They're both in Greer. Thanks for calling in, guys and gals. Anybody else from the India Through Lima group, please call NY4G.
4G. Check in. Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Parrish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Stay between several ones.
November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. That's Don calling from Paris Mountain. Thanks for calling in, Don, and thanks for checking in. And anybody else from the India Through Lima group, let's move on to the Mike Through Papa group. Mike Through Papa, please call NY4G.
NY4G, radio check.
Loud and clear, go ahead and check in.
Yes, this is Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. The name is John, J-O-H-N.
Thanks for the correction. You're now correcting the log. Anybody else from the Mike Through Papa group, please call NY4G.
Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
Acknowledging Kilo 4, Oscar India, Mike. That's Walt calling from Edmund. Thanks for checking in, Walt. And anybody else from the Mike Through Papa group, please call NY4G. Back to the Quebec Through Tango. Quebec Through Tango, please call NY4G.
Whiskey 4, Tango Delta Tango, Timothy, I'm mobile on I-85 near Anderson. I'll be a negative and negative, 73 to you and all the net.
Acknowledging Tim, Whiskey 4, Tango Delta Tango, he's mobile. Be careful out there on the mobile, and thanks for checking in. Anybody else from the Quebec Through Tango group, please call NY4G.
Yeah, NY4G, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim. Up in Hendersonville, North Carolina, and negative, just listening. Hello to Fletch.
Well, acknowledging Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra, this is Jim calling from Hendersonville. Thanks for checking in, Jim. Glad to have you tonight. Anybody else from the Quebec Through Tango group, please call NY4G. Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call NY4G.
Kilo 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Ariel, and all on net. No traffic in Orlando.
Control. Acknowledging KC4W, Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey. That's Bill calling from Anderson. Thanks for checking in, Bill. Glad to have you tonight. And let's move on to the big group, Alpha Through Zulu. Alpha Through Zulu, anyone anywhere within the sound of my voice, please check in to the Blue Ridge Community Net. Please call NY4G.
NY4G, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor, they'll be negative and negative.
Bill acknowledging Kilo Oscar for Bravo Delta Mike. That's Jim calling from Taylor's. Thanks for checking in, Jim, and glad to have you tonight. Anybody else from the big group, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
4G, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan from Northern Simpsonville. Just check me in and out, please.
Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4, XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Acknowledging Whiskey Bravo 4, Foxtrot, Echo Echo. That's Dan calling from Simpsonville. And Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's Tommy calling in from Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in, Tommy. Glad to have you tonight. Anybody else from the Alpha through Zulu group, please call NY4G.
Check in KD2 RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, Jason and Williamson, no traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net.
Acknowledging Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November. Well, is that Kilo Uniform? I can't read my own handwriting. That's Jason calling from Williamston. Jason, if I got that last letter wrong, please call NY4G.
You got it correct. It's Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November.
Anybody else from the Alpha through Zulu group, please call NY4G. See if there are any more Echolink stations. Echolink stations, please call NY4G. So this is NY4G, now securing the formal portion of the net with a thanks for the check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion, of which I have none on the list. Anybody wishing to RAGCHU, if you're within the sound of my voice and want to RAGCHU with a net controller tonight, please call NY4G. See if we have any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, anyone anywhere within the sound of my voice wishing to check in through the Bridge 2 meter net, please call NY4G.
Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG, Kevin. Fountain in, negative and negative. 73 to you. Everybody on this.
KN4 UBG, I missed your name. Can you repeat your name, please? This is November Yankee 4 Golf Net Control. Control, I'm hearing only static.
Ariel?
No, I didn't copy your name. Can you please repeat your name, please? So KM4 UBG, please repeat your name, thanks. No copy on the net control side. Anyone need to relay? I'm hearing nothing but static on my end. I'm not sure what's happening. I'm not sure if it's my antenna or something else.
It's not you. I hear it as well, Ariel. And it quit while you were communicating. KFOUBG's name is Kevin. And you are making it over the static. It's not I don't know what it is, but I think everyone is hearing that. But you're making it over the noise level without any problem. So is Kevin. So I think you can continue on. Just continue with the net. Everything should be okay. People are breaking up above it. 74 DJ.
Station Dave. Let's see. I don't have any more check-ins, and I don't have any rag chew people wishing to rag chew. So I will now secure the net, and I will send in my net report.
Check in.
I'll go ahead, check in.
Net control, please check in. WD4DYH, Johnny, Mobile, Blue Ridge, no traffic, no round table. Good to hear you.
Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EYV, David in Whitmire, South Carolina, negative name.
J4ROW on a handheld, Richard in Granville, no traffic, no round table.
Acknowledging the three stations that just checked in, WD4DYH, Johnny calling from TR. And Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Yankee Victor, that's David. And Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, that's Richard calling from Greenville. That handle's coming in strong, Richard. Good copy on that. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, anyone anywhere, please call NY4G for check-ins.
4G, please check in Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. Lexington, Kentucky, we're headed south, back to the house, to the QTH, 73ST, good evening.
Check in, that's Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray, and he's en route from Kentucky. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else from anyone anywhere within the sound of my voice calling in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call NY4G. NY4G phone the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for all the stations that have checked in. I will now return the frequency for normal amateur use, and I will now just proceed to enter my net report through the automated DTMF method. Net report. This is message number 4040, routine, abbreviated from November Yankee 4 Golf to Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for 18th July 2020 Q&I was 39 and QTC is 1, and break signed November Yankee 4 Golf. How copy? This is NY4G now securing Blue Ridge 2 Internet. With our thanks for the check-ins, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, send good night.
I couldn't get it to hit the repeater to see if he had me or not there. I don't know what happened.
You were coming through loud and clear. That was just the noise floor raised up. I don't know if it could have been man-made. It could have been something else. I'm not sure what it was. But the noise floor came up high enough to break the squelch on the repeater. So it just
just didn't drop. But everybody that was talking were strong enough to come up above the noise level that was breaking the squelch on the repeater. Could have been man-made, could have been something else, could have been atmospheric ducting. It could have been another station that was talking to another repeater, but was close enough just to bring up our repeater, but not enough to hear their audio, things like that. It happened.
I know. I lost the repeater. I couldn't key it up. I'm like, there's something wrong. And I'm aiming right at the repeater. So I guess it was in the already output mode or whatever, or the input mode, and it wasn't letting nothing else come in. But which I am running low power too. So.
Well, you were making it in. We could hear you when you talked. So you were making it in. It's just the repeater wasn't dropping. It was just staying, the squelch was staying open, but you were making it in. When the squelch stays open on the repeater, you won't hear the courtesy tone or you won't hear a drop. It'll just continue to hear white noise until somebody else talks.
So you don't have the feedback, like what the repeater does when it drops out, like what it just did when you let off the key, you can hear that, little chunk at the end. So it's, okay, I get what you're saying. It was yeah, pretty much still keyed up, and yeah, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if I made the repeater. I heard you say my name, and that was about it, and I didn't know if he had me or not.
He did, he got you. But I think part of that was he and I were doubling while I was selling. Back when I lit up, he was talking, so I waited for him to finish, and I gave him the information again. But we did situations like that, it's easy to double.
I was just wondering, cause, I mean, I didn't know if it's something I did on my end, because I turned on the crossman repeat, which, I mean, it shouldn't have been nothing to do on my end, because I keep the squelch pretty high on both sides, you know, because, I mean, I did that one time and broke the squelch and kept the repeater keyed up for a couple, few seconds and realized what I did, so I always keep the squelch pretty high.
Especially when you're nearby your crossband receiving radio, you can turn it up pretty high because you can break its squelch pretty easy. So that is a good idea, Kevin. But I am working. I'm glad Ariel was here to call the net because I'm still working. So I got to get back to it. But anyway, I enjoyed it. Good talking to you, Kevin. Be safe. K4UBG, W4DJW.
Well, you have a good night, man. I just wanted to check with you and see what's going on there, but. Just in case somebody's out there listening, and that's, kind of what happened, maybe somebody was breaking the crossband repeat squelch on the side, on the transmit side, or on the input side one. I always keep my squelch a little bit high, that way, just in case it don't happen. But, I'll say 73 to you there, Dave, and you have a good night over that way, and good talking to you, good hearing you in there, and yeah, glad Ariel called the net, and you have a good one. 73 W4 DJW KN4 UBG. I'll be clear.
KC4 SKD. KD listening. KD clear.
Go ahead there, KN4 UBG, about then.
BG or UVG? This is KC4SKD. Name's Larry. I was hoping to check in the net, but it sounds like it's already over with.
I called the net just a little while ago. I just had cleared up with me and Dave quit talking there. Repeater picked up a little static and had the squelch open on the repeater. I was checking with Dave to make sure I got in there, but. Yeah, I think it's over with there, not unless one of them can add you to it if they listen.
Okay. Well, I had to take a shower and get cleaned up and all that. Decided I'd just turn the radio on, see if it's still going. But anyway, appreciate you coming back to me and hope you have a good evening.
Well, you got the call sign right first there. It's KN4UBG, Kevin. Yeah, I'm fixing up going here to work on a washing machine. My washing machine done started acting up on me. I'll say 73 to you, and I'll jump in here and see if I can figure out what's going on with this thing.
Well, me being nosy, what's happened to your washer? I've worked on quite a few myself.
Well, I said it'll kick on and run for a second and kick off. It just must have just started it.
Just the water part of it.
More modern electronic ones or one of the old mechanical timer ones?
So it's got the little timer thing and it's a little dial-up timer on the side over here. And when you kick it on, the water will run for a second and kicks off. What I was trying to figure out. See what she's got going on here, but it's a CROSLEY. It's a pretty up to date. I mean, it's a few years old, but it ain't real old.
I'll check your water pressure switch to see if that's working okay. That'd be one of the first things I'd look at. We've got an old Whirlpool mechanical timer one. We went and bought it used at a place in Greenville that refurbishes them, and we've been real happy with it. And I've got some spare parts for these. My dad's got, he had one, and my mother's got one of the old mechanical timer Whirlpool ones, and I've worked on hers a time or two.
I think I figured out what's wrong with it because it's got the settings for the water, and somebody had it on cold and cold, and for some reason it don't work on cold and cold. It's got to be hot and cold because it'll kind of kick on and mix itself, or no, it says cool and cold. That's what it was, cool and cold. And that's kind of like the second setting on it. I don't know what it is, but when I bought it, right after I bought it, that thing, that part quit.
YouTube's another place to go look. I found many solutions to problems on YouTube where somebody's had the same problem, and a lot of times they explain in very good detail on how to fix things like that.
Roger. Well, that's kind of what I was going to do, is try to get the number off the back of it and see if I could Google it on YouTube and see what's going on. And, but yeah, it, right after I bought that thing, that side of it quit. I don't know what it was, but, I mean, like you said, it could be that pressure switch thing in the back. It could very well be that.
How's the guy portable? One other thing I was going to mention to you, that on that pressure switch, check the little clear flexible tube. And sometimes they can get pinched when the cabinet gets put back together. And I need to sign anyway and jump on out of here. KI4LZI, go ahead. This is KC4SKD.
I've got a question for you before you do sign there. That washer that you took down to Greenville to have refurbished, when was that, and what kind of washer was it? Because there's one here that I wanted to do here 3 or 4 months ago, and we didn't know of anywhere to take.
I'm taking it to get it refurbished. I bought it from a place that refurbishes them. It's on the Wade Hampton Boulevard. Can't think of the name. Yeah, End Time Harvest is a little place. I'm not advertising for them, but they're on Wade Hampton near Bob Jones.
Well, I didn't know about it at the time, and we got another washer, but needless to say, the family ain't too happy about it, and it don't clean that good. And I was wondering about a place where I might get some of this stuff refurbished when it goes bad. I'm glad to hear about it.
More places, one on Lawrence Road that I've been to, and the one way out in Greer. If you Google it, there's still some places around that works on them. Anyway, I'll let you turn it back over to the other fellow. I can't remember his call, KN4 something. Anyway, mine's KC4SKD.
I didn't know that there was anybody still working on, or if you could even get parts for it. Go ahead, you big G, KI4LZI portal.
KN4UBG, how you doing tonight, man? You doing good?
LZI portal, I'm doing fairly well. I just wished I'd known why. I just heard him say it just a few minutes ago here, back 4 or 5 months ago, because the family was more happy with the washer we used to have than to the washer we got now.
Well, that's why I had to update, because the other one that I got, the other one that I had, it was doing the same thing. It wouldn't get your clothes that clean, and we upgraded to that one. I bought that one new. Man, I've had that thing for probably about eight years now, maybe 10 years now, and it served me well. That one right there has. But yeah, there's a lot of places out there that does work on them. Trying to think, the guy that used to work on them over here next to me, he sold his buildings and everything. He quit. Like he said, there's a bunch of places on Wade Hampton. There's one in Greer. There's one over on Highway 20, like you're going to Pelzer, that works on them. There's trying to think, there's another place over here, somewhere around Simpsonville there, that works on them. I've called to get a few things from them before, but it's really hard to find places to get parts for them. Some of those places that works on them can get parts for them, but depending on how old they are.
That we had was about 25 years old, and it had the mechanical timer switch in it. And the one we got now with us, all this automated stuff, it's too miserly on water. And because of that, it don't get clothes clean, and it's a brand new one.
That's one of the problems I had with my other one, because where I used to live at, I was on a well where I was at before, and it really didn't do too good with that well, you know. It always kept the pump running on that thing. And now I'm on city water back where I'm at now, so it works out better that way.
KI4LZ, Portal 5D. My family here, they've tried any and everything with that thing to try to get the water level to be like it should with the washing clothes properly. They've even added water externally to it, but when you do that, the sensor detects and then drains it right back out to normal level.
Again, 4UBG. Well, see, that's one of the things that I got that this one in here does. You have to really put it up. If it's got a setting on it, you can go into that setting and set that setting for like a super load, because that's what mine's got in here. It's got a little button that I turn to super load, and it actually lets the whole wash machine fill up full of water, because that was the problem I was having the first time when I first got this thing. I don't know if when they put it together, they just didn't, the little wires that pushes on the little tabs or whatever, I had to take it apart. And the thing wasn't making a connection. Well, I got that working now, and it actually fills up to whatever level that you have it sitting on. And it actually works pretty good now, because back before, it would only let you do a medium load. It wouldn't even let you do a large or super load. This thing in here has got like, in one wash, it has like, I think it's 12 or 14 different cycles in that one, I guess, 45 minutes or whatever it does, an hour or whatever. It's got like 12 or 14 different cycles it does.
They bought it brand new, but it's, I don't, like I said, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. So far, everything about it has seems to be certainly not what they expected, and the way it's designed, say like if you had to wash some clothes, if you had any gasoline by any chance on you, you have to be careful about putting it in the washer, because those sensors that's in it might kind of cause a little fire, because it'll detect the gasoline fumes.
Well, you must have one of the pretty up-to-date technology ones, yeah. Yeah, Well, that's true. Mine ain't that far advanced, but I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, there's a lot of them that has that settings on now. What you can do is Google the name of it. I mean, if it's one of the digital ones, and see if that's something that you can eliminate. Because some of the newer programmable ones, you can actually eliminate some of that stuff. It'll tell you how to eliminate it.
I just wished I could do something with you, but like I told them, and they're finding out, they don't know nothing about it compared to the one they had that was here for 25 years, and they literally have to double-do everything because the way it is. It won't clean what old washer was cleaning, it won't clean. They have to take it out to town to other places to get it cleaned in other places and use all kinds of spot remover things to try to help it out. It literally, to be a brand new washer, it's miserly in water and it won't clean anything.
Well, Google that name, the name of it, and see if it gives you any type of instructions on that thing, because a lot of those things, like I said, some of them is actual programmable, because I went and looked at some not long ago. Well, it's right before Sears closed. Sears had some like that, and, you know, we had the credit thing through Sears, and we thought about going up there and getting us one. And the guy was telling us a bunch of stuff about it, and he said that you can actually pull stuff up on the web of how to program those things, or you can take it to somebody and get them programmed. If it's the digital programmable one, you know, you can eliminate a lot of the stuff that's in there and make them. You can still make them do the same thing that a normal washing machine would do. I mean, that might be a question you might want to Google and look at it, or either Google the, you know, some of these places that works on them and see if, you know, if they can do it.
Let you go. I heard y'all talking, you and him talking about washers there, and I run across this situation, and I was just curious if anybody else knew anything. KI4LZI Portal.
Andy, well, good hearing from you again. I met you up there at the field day thing that day, and I didn't get around to talk to you there. I was over talking to Gary and all of them at the table, and I meant to come over and talk to you and shake your hand there. And actually, the second day I seen you up there, but I still didn't get to talk to you because I was actually working field day, and I was going to come by and speak to you. Maybe whenever they decide they're going to have mini field day or whatever up there, if you show up for that or whatever, I'll come over and introduce myself. Good hearing from you again. Well, you have a good one up that way, up around Table Rock, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. KI4LZI, KN4UBG, I'll be clear.